Hello again, this is Marcus Fruchter again. We are going to begin the IGB board meeting. Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Administrator. I'd like to call the meeting to order, and the first thing I'd like to do is have the roll taken, please.
Member Hayden?
Here.
Member Garcia? Member Garcia?
Here.
Chairman Schmadeke?
Here.
All members are present.
Thank you. There's a quorum present. The first order of business is the approval of the open session minutes from its last regular meeting held on Thursday, January 30, 2020. Does any member of the board have any comments or questions regarding those minutes? Hearing none, I'll ask the board secretary to initiate a roll call to approve the minutes.
Member Hayden?
Approve.
Member Garcia?
Approved.
Chairman Schmadeke?
Yes, approved. Next matter is board member comments. I have a couple of things I'd like to announce. Number one is Member Dolans has decided for his personal reasons to resign from the board. I want to thank him for his dedication and his service on this board. I've enjoyed working with him. He was a very intelligent, energetic member, and we will miss his service and wish him the best of everything as his life and career go forward. The other thing I want to do is really express my gratitude and admiration to Mr. Fruchter and the entire staff for how they have dealt with the coronavirus crisis and all of the fallout from it. They have kept this organization running. They have been available at a moment's notice. I really have a great deal of respect for how they've done it, and I just want to publicly thank you all for what you have done and keep up the good work. Do any other members of the board have any comments?
I'd just like to echo the sentiments with regards to the gratitude for making the session work today from staff and the administrator, and also my appreciation to Member Dolan.
Thank you.
Agreed. Agreed. I'd like to thank the staff for all the hard work they've done during the pandemic, and especially putting together this meeting and all the efforts in order to make the IT work so that we can still hold a meeting. Yeah, thank you.
Very good. We'll proceed on to public commentary and start with Ms. Anita Bell. Are you there, Ms. Bedell?
The administrator's comment.
Oh, I'm sorry. I jumped ahead. The administrator's report, Mr. Fruchter.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you for the kind words and to the board members for your kind words to the staff. They have worked very hard during challenging circumstances. So this is our first meeting since January 30th, but I think for many people it feels like our last meeting was 10 years ago. It's also our first meeting, our first virtual meeting. So again, just requesting some patience as the IGB enters a new technological era. Much has changed and has been disrupted in our state and the world over the past 4 months. Despite the COVID-19 pandemic and the challenges that it has created for our personal and professional lives, including IGB operations, the IGB remains open. We have moved within the constraints of available resources and nature of certain tasks to telework where possible. IGB staff across all divisions are hard at work performing essential agency operations, including licensing, investigations, enforcement, audit, legal, rulemaking, vetting and analyzing new casino, video gaming, sports wagering applications, and performing other tasks necessary to implement gaming expansion in an ethical, orderly, and efficient manner. Our first priority during this period has been and will continue to be to protect the health and safety of Illinois gaming patrons, gaming employees, IGB staff, and all Illinoisans, and to ensure the safety and integrity of Illinois gaming. Our thoughts are with anyone who is enduring physical, emotional, or economic hardship or pain due to this pandemic, and particularly to those who lost family and friends to this virus. I'm also compelled to acknowledge that we are also hurting as a nation because of racism, violence, and historic injustice. My thoughts are with all who have suffered, and we stand with those who work for justice, positive change, and peace. As a regulatory enforcement agency, The IGB is committed to the principles of equality, equal justice under the law, fairness, inclusion, and integrity. We will be part of the solution. I now want to turn to resumption planning and the current suspension of statewide gaming operations. As everyone knows, in response to the public health crisis and to prevent the spread of COVID-19, all Illinois casino, gambling, and video gaming operations were suspended effective March 16th. Governor Pritzker and the Illinois Gaming Board are mindful of the hardship and dire economic disruption this pandemic is causing for our industry, our licensees, their employees, and communities and families across Illinois. We are committed to the safe, fair, deliberate, consistent, and regulatory compliant resumption of gaming, of casino and video gaming when health conditions permit. Toward that end, on Tuesday, the Gaming Board released a set of protocols casinos and terminal operators must follow to obtain approval to safely resume operations. These resumption protocols are posted on the Gaming Board's website, www.igb.illinois.gov, and were developed in consultation with the Illinois Department of Public Health, the Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity, and the Governor's Office. The timing and conditions for resumption of gaming is unknown at this time and will be based upon public health guidance and metrics and will proceed within the framework of Governor Pritzker's Restore Illinois plan. The Illinois Gaming Board and our licensees are partners on the path to resumption. As we make that journey together, IGB staff will continue to work with our licensees to answer questions, resolve problems, and address concerns. We all share the same goal to resume operations as safely and expeditiously as possible without sacrificing either public health or the integrity of Illinois gaming. On May 28, 2020, the IGB posted but did not file a draft emergency rule regarding branding for online sports wagering. That's draft emergency rule 1900.1260. It is also posted on the IGB website. The purpose of this rule is to clarify ambiguity in the branding provisions of the Sports Wagering Act in sections 30E, 35E, and 40H, so that these provisions are implemented, administered, and enforced in a transparent and consistent manner that everyone can understand and follow. Before we filed draft rule 1900.1260 as an emergency rule or proposed permanent rule, we want to solicit public commentary. Anyone who wishes to comment on this draft rule, either for or against, should submit public comments to the IGB via email at igbrulecomments@igb.illinois.gov on or before June 29, 2020. Again, that email address is igb.rulecomments@igb.illinois.gov. We will consider these comments and include them along with responses in our second notice filing to JCAR. This public comment process is in addition to the normal JCAR public notice and comment process. I want to move now and say a word about the inducement rule that the board adopted, the proposed inducement rule that the board adopted in January. Since that time, the Gaming Board has become aware of rumors that some terminal operators may be attempting to use offers to pay municipal license fees or other costs on behalf of establishment licensees as a way to encourage establishments to change terminal operators. The Video Gaming Act unequivocally states that terminal operators are prohibited from offering anything of value to an establishment as an incentive or inducement to locate video terminals in that establishment. At the January 30th, 2020 meeting, the Illinois Gaming Board adopted a proposed rule on inducements, which offered more specific clarity on what behavior would not be considered an inducement, as well as identifying the factors that would be considered when examining licensee behavior. The proposed inducement rule provides industry participants with clear guidelines to which they can adjust their conduct, and the board will have a sound rules-based approach to guide enforcement decisions. Proposed Rule 350 was published in the Illinois Register on March 20, 2020, and we are now well past the 45-day comment period, and we anticipate filing the rule on second notice to finalize it in the near future. Before we do that, the IGB wants to provide a final reminder to everyone who is interested in commenting on any aspect of the inducement rule or related issues to submit comments on the proposed rule to igb.rulecomments@igb.illinois.gov by June 20th, 2020. The board has pledged to conduct its regulatory enforcement duties transparently with ample notice to licensees about what is expected of them. Extensive public discussions regarding the statutory prohibition on inducements and the proposed Rule 350 mean that no one could credibly claim to be surprised or confused about the expectations going forward after the rule goes into effect. I would also like to remind all licensees of their duties under Rule 220A to report any improper conduct of which they become aware. We have a collective responsibility to ensure that the business of the Illinois gaming industry is conducted in a fair, ethical, and legal manner. I would now want to make a brief update on two rulemakings. We're happy to announce at its May meeting, JCAR gave final approval to the terminal operator transfer rule the board adopted in November. And JCAR also gave final approval to the phase one and phase two sports wagering rules, which the board adopted in December and January, respectively. Happily, these rules are now final. And one note about process for today. Typically, when matters are before the board, a counsel for the various applicants or licensees or others who have matters before the board would step up and introduce themselves to make this a little less clunky and a little more efficient given our virtual setting today. We're going to dispense with that. However, all counsel have been provided call-in numbers. If you wish to address the board or if there are any questions from board members that you would like to answer or to bring anything else up to the board's attention, you've been provided instructions on how to do that. And if you raise your hand within the WebEx application, Alicia Pasfield will see that and then allow you to address the board. With that, I just want to thank all the staff at the IGB, particularly Alicia Pasfield and Patricia Dominguez and our IT department and the folks from the Department of Information Technology who have assisted us in making sure that this meeting can go forward today. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Administrator, and I would particularly like to underscore your comments on racial justice. I know that this board and this entire organization is dedicated to that principle, and those comments were certainly timely and appropriate. We'll move on to the next item of the agenda, public commentary, and we'll recognize Ms. Anita Bunnell of the Illinois Church Action on Alcohol and Addiction Problems, speaking about video gaming and sports wagering. Ms. Bunnell, are you available?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
We can. Please proceed.
Thank you for the opportunity for letting me speak, and I also wanted to thank you for suspending the casino and video gambling establishments during the pandemic to protect the public. I know that was a very difficult decision for all of you. We are concerned about the new executive order that suspends the law requiring in-person registration of sports betting accounts. This could allow underage gambling and money laundering to go unchecked. A Gambling Commission study in the UK found the number of children classified as having a gambling problem quadrupled to more than 50,000 in just 2 years. One 13-year-old boy lost over $140,000 gambling online after taking a photo of his dad's company credit card with his cell phone and setting up a sports gambling account to place bets. Another underage gambler set up an account and gambled all night while his parents were asleep. When the 20-year-old reached his limit on the bank card, he was able to withdraw money every few minutes using PayPal and lost $195,000 in just one night. While self-exclusion has not stopped all gamblers from gambling at casinos, it will be even more difficult to spot and stop a self-excluded gambler who can register online and bet on sports from his sports phone. We are concerned that the next step to protect the public from the pandemic could be an executive order to allow online gambling at casinos and racetracks. With the video gambling machines and casinos shut down, we expect the number of calls to the gambling hotline have decreased tremendously. However, we are concerned that people who are allowed to register for sports gambling online and place bets 24/7 will increase problem pathological gamblers. While the legislators and the governor are concerned about revenue coming into the state, the cost of sports and online gambling could be as high as $7 for every dollar of revenue. In reading through the new directives for the resumption of casino and video gambling operation, it appears that the IGB is putting a lot of trust in gambling companies and all their staff to comply with reopening rules and moving machines. We asked if you have hired and trained more staff to oversee the reopening of the over 7,000 video gambling establishments. Will you physically send agents into the establishments to assure compliance? We have seen from underage gambling and underage alcohol laws that strong enforcement and oversight are needed for companies to comply with the law. The new directive also requires face masks to be worn in the gaming area at all times, and that violators will be asked to leave immediately. It's sometimes difficult to breathe wearing a face mask, glasses tend to fog up, and the masks become uncomfortable after a while. The best customers are the ones who spend hours gambling at video gambling terminals. Will they be told to leave the establishments if they remove their mask while gambling? Will they comply with wearing masks if other customers in a restaurant are unmasked? Many video gambling companies only have one employee in the establishments. What type of protection will the employees and customers have if gamblers become belligerent? ProPublica did an investigative piece on how one video gambling company worked the odds and took over the state. According to the article, gaming board officials said they have opened an investigation into whether the correspondence between Bill Bogott and Andrew Rubenstein violated state law prohibiting such communications, and that you were undertaking a comprehensive review of past and current gaming board practices. What changes, if any, have you done to address the issue? And then with the IGB working at home and many businesses closed, we ask if you have extended the deadline to issue the new casino licenses. From a public perspective, it's important for the gaming board to take the time to thoroughly investigate each applicant to prevent organized crime and corruption. I thank you for your time and the opportunity to speak.
Thank you for your comments. The next commentator is Kelly Graff, speaking on behalf of K&J Investment Management Group, doing business as Experience. Please proceed.
Hello. I just want to say I'm happy to have this meeting and hope everyone is staying safe and healthy during this time. I am Kelly Graffy, and I am the solo owner of K&J Investment Management Group, doing business as Experience, Breakfast and Lunch. We're located in Elmwood Park. I'm here today because I have filed for a VGT location license for my restaurant over 2 years ago, and I'm still in pending mode. I'm just trying to figure out why the process has been going on for so long. I've sent out all the information I was asked of. I've been investigated, have met with two agents, and I haven't heard anything since I last met with them, which was back in November of 2019. It's a hardship on my business not to be competitive with other establishments who do have VGTs. I would just like to know what the status is and what is going on and why I haven't heard anything since then.
Well, we're not prepared to address that at now, but I would thank you for your comments. Thank you very much.
Thank
we'll
you.
We'll move on to the next matter on the agenda, administrative matters. Mr. Administrator.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The first matter, the only matter here is a delegation of certain authorities. The staff presents a proposed resolution to the board for consideration and recommended adoption in order to address certain operational challenges exacerbated by the COVID-19 pandemic and to ensure that the responsiveness, efficiency, and to better preserve the continuity of IGB operations.
Thank you, Mr. Administrator. I'm going to ask the board to consider adopting the following resolution. I'm going to read it, and it's somewhat lengthy, so I beg your indulgence. It begins as follows. Whereas on March 9, 2020, Governor J.B. Pritzker issued a gubernatorial disaster proclamation addressing the COVID-19 pandemic, which is still in effect, and whereas the Illinois Gaming Act 230 ILCS 10/1 et sec establishes the Illinois Gaming Board, the board appointed by the governor and which has all powers necessary and proper to fully and effectively administer, regulate, and enforce the systems of riverboat and casino gambling, sports wagering, and video gaming. And whereas the Illinois Gaming Act is to benefit the people of the state of Illinois by assisting economic development, promoting Illinois tourism, and increasing the amount of revenues available to the state to assist and support education and to defray state expenses. And whereas the Illinois Gaming Act empowers the board to delegate any of its powers under the act for the purpose of administering and enforcing the act and rules, and to take any other action as may be reasonable or appropriate to enforce the act and the rules adopted by the board. And whereas the Illinois Gaming Act prescribes the administrator for the board and mandates that the administrator shall perform any and all duties that the board shall assign him or her. And whereas the COVID-19 pandemic confronts the state's gaming industry with acute, unprecedented, and ever-changing challenges. And whereas the COVID-19 pandemic also forces the board to conduct its business facing unprecedented obstacles. And whereas it would be impracticable for the board to meet and address the constantly evolving needs of the state's gaming industry. Therefore, the board finds that it is in the best interest of the state, its gaming industry, its citizens, and the overall efficiency of the board to delegate to the administrator for the duration of and the 60 days immediately following the termination of the gubernatorial disaster proclamation of the following. Number one, the authority to adopt and file emergency rules. Number two, the authority to approve all changes enumerated in section 3000.230, parens D, parens 1 of the board's rules. Number three, the authority to issue licenses under the Illinois Gaming Act, the Video Gaming Act, and the Sports Wagering Act to all individuals and entities already licensed by the board and to make all suitability findings and approvals necessary thereto. Number four, the authority to grant land-based gaming requests from owners' licensees per section 7E of the Illinois Gaming Act. Number five, the authority to approve requests to withdraw applications per section 3000.22E of the board's rules. Number six, the authority to approve petitions to surrender a supplier's license per section 3000.244 of the board's rules. Number seven, the authority to issue notices of denial to all applicants who, after an appropriate investigation, staff determined are prohibited by statute or rule from holding the license applied for. Number eight, the authority to grant any request for a hearing. Number nine, the authority to grant leave to reapply for a license. Number 10, the authority to initiate disciplinary proceedings per section 3000.1110 of the board's rules, and the authority, and number 11, the authority to settle any administrative hearing. I'll ask for any comments or questions from the board regarding this resolution. Hearing none, I'm going to interpret that silence as meaning there are no questions, and we'll proceed to the vote. Will the administrative secretary please call the roll?
Member Hayden?
Aye.
Member Garcia?
Aye.
Chairman Schmadeke?
Aye.
The vote has passed unanimously.
Thank you. We'll proceed further to the next item, casinos, number six. Mr. Fruchter?
Mr. Chairman and members of the board, the first item for consideration is Elgin Riverboat Resort doing business as Grand Victoria Casinos. Request for initial consideration, waiver of two-meeting rule to approve land-based gambling operations at the casino. Based on the staff's report, I recommend that the board waive the two-meeting rule and approve Elgin Riverboat Resort DBA Grand Victoria Casino's request to conduct land-based gambling as payment of the required $250,000 fee has been made in accordance with the provisions of the Illinois Gambling Act.
Thank you. Any questions or comments regarding Mr. Fruchter's suggestion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote. Will the board secretary call the roll?
Member Hayden?
Aye.
Member Garcia?
Aye.
Chairman Smadicki?
Aye. Next matter, Paradise Gaming Corporation. Mr. Fruchter?
This is Paradise Gaming Corporation doing business as Paradise Hotel Casinos, request for initial consideration, waiver of two-meeting rule, and final consideration of owner's license renewal. Based on the staff's review and investigation, we recommend that the board waive the two-meeting rule and renew Paradise Gaming Corporation doing business as Paradise Hotel Casinos owner's license for a period of 4 years, retroactive to March 2020 and expiring in March 2024.
Thank you. Any comments or questions from the board? Hearing none, call the roll, please.
Member Hayden?
Aye.
Member Garcia?
Aye.
Chairman Schmadeke?
Aye. Motion passes. Next item, Mr. Fruchter.
Next, we have Paradise Gaming Corporation doing business as Paradise Hotel and Casinos, request for initial consideration, waiver of two-meeting rule, and final consideration of financing transaction by Boyd Gaming Corporation. Based on the staff's review and investigation, we recommend that the board waive the two-meeting rule and approve Paradise Gaming Corporation's request for subsidiary guarantee of debt financing change by parent entity Boyd Gaming Corporation, subject to final financing documentation being submitted to the Illinois Gaming Board upon execution and under the condition that the administrator may revoke said approval if the final terms and conditions are not materially consistent with the terms previously disclosed.
Thank you. Any questions or comments for the administrator? Hearing none, clerk call the roll, please.
Member Hayden?
Aye.
Member Garcia?
Aye.
Chairman Schmadeke?
Aye. Thank you. Motion carries. Lakeside Casino, Mr. Fruchter.
Thank you. The next item is that we will consider is Lakeside Casinos LLC request for leave to amend owner's license application. Based on the staff's review and investigation, we recommend the board grant the request made by Lakeside Casino LLC to amend its owner's license application to make changes to two passive investors contained in the originally submitted application.
Thank you. Any comments or questions from the board? Hearing none, please call the roll.
Member Hayden?
Aye.
Member Garcia?
Aye.
Chairman Schmadeke?
Aye. Motion carries. Key person approvals, Mr. Fruchter.
Thank you. The first key person's approvals are Brent Yunker, Chief Financial Officer of El Dorado Resorts; John Birchfield, Senior Regional Director of Information Technology at El Dorado Resorts; and Peter Broughton, Senior Vice President of Information Technology of El Dorado Resorts. Proposed key persons of Elgin Riverboat Resort doing business as Grand Victoria Casino. Based on the staff's review and investigation, we recommend the board find Brett Yunker, Chief Financial Officer of El Dorado Resorts; John Birchfield, Senior Regional Director of Information Technology of El Dorado Resorts; and Peter Broughton, Senior Vice President of Information Technology of El Dorado Resorts, suitable as key persons of Elgin Riverboat Casino doing business as Grand Victoria Casino in their respective capacities.
Thank you very much. Any comments or questions from the board? Hearing none, we'll proceed to a roll call vote.
Member Hayden?
Aye.
Member Garcia?
Aye.
Chairman Schmadeke?
Aye. Motion carries. Next item on the agenda, number 7, supplier licensee renewal items. Mr. Fruchter?
First, we have Genesis Gaming Solutions Incorporated. Based on the staff's review and investigation, we recommend that the staff renew Genesis Gaming Solutions, Inc.'s supplier license for a period of 4 years, retroactive to February 2020 and expiring in February 2024.
Thank you. Any questions or comments for the administrator? Hearing none, will the clerk call the roll, please?
Member Hayden?
Aye.
Member Garcia?
Aye.
Chairman Schmadeke?
Aye.
Key persons, Mr. Frechter? Apologize, I kept saying motion, and it should be vote, because we're not doing motions for this. We're having Mr. Frechter introduce it as a motion, so I apologize for that mistake, and it should be vote. Okay. Anyway, we'll go on to key persons.
Okay, thank you. We're kind of building the plane and flying it at the same time. So moving on to key persons, we have Samuel Levy, proposed key person of Ainsworth Game Technology Limited and Ainsworth Game Technology Incorporated in his capacity as Chief Executive Officer of Ainsworth Game Technology Limited and Ainsworth Game Technology Incorporated. Based on the staff's review and investigation, we recommend that the staff find Samuel Levy suitable as a key person of Ainsworth Game Technology Limited and Ainsworth Game Technology Incorporated.
Thank you. Any questions or comments for the administrator?
Just one quick comment. Mr. Frechter,
yes,
you meant the recommendation of the staff is for the board to find Mitchell Levy suitable, not the staff to find him suitable, right?
That's correct. I misspoke. Yes, the board. Thank you very much, okay. Member Garcia.
Any other questions or comments? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote.
Member Hayden?
Aye.
Member Garcia?
Aye.
Chairman Schmadeke?
Aye. And that vote passes. Mr. Frechter.
Apropos to the earlier comment about face masks fogging up your reading glasses, that's exactly what happened, so I apologize. Next, we have Hector Fernandez, a proposed key person of Aristocrat Technologies Incorporated in his capacity as president and director. Based on the staff's review and investigation, we ask that the board find Hector Fernandez suitable as a key person of Aristocrat Technologies, Inc.
Thank you. Questions or comments for the administrator? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote.
Member Hayden?
Aye.
Member Garcia?
Aye.
Chairman Schmadeke?
Aye. And that recommendation is adopted. Mr. Frechter.
Next, we have Daniel Gawal, a proposed key person of Suzo Hop Gaming Solutions, LLC, in his capacity as Executive Vice President, Chief Operating Officer. Based on the staff's review and investigation, we recommend that the board find Daniel Gawal suitable as a key person of Suzo Hop Gaming Solutions, LLC.
Thank you. I'll ask for questions or comments to the administrator if there are any. Hearing none, let's proceed to the vote.
Member Hayden?
Aye.
Member Garcia?
Aye.
Chairman Schmadeke?
Aye, and that recommendation is adopted. Request to surrender, Mr. Frechter.
Micro Gaming Technologies, Inc. as a casino supplier. Based on the staff's review and investigation and noting that Micro Gaming Technologies, Inc. sold its assets to Every Payment Systems and no longer conducts business in the state of Illinois, we recommend that the board grant Micro Gaming Technology Incorporated's request to surrender its license.
Thank you. Any questions or comments for the administrator? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote.
Member Hayden?
Aye.
Member Garcia?
Aye.
Chairman Schmadeke?
Aye, and that recommendation is approved. Number 8, occupational license, Mr. Administrator.
First, we have level 1 license applications, approvals, and denials. We have Stephen D. Harms, a level 1 at Paradise Gaming Corporation, doing business as Paradise Hotel Casino in its internal auditor position. Based on the staff's review and investigation, we recommend that the board approve Stephen D. Harms as a level 1 occupational licensee in his position as internal auditor at Paradise Hotel Casino.
Thank you. Questions or comments for Mr. Frechter? Hearing none, please call the roll.
Member Hayden?
Aye.
Member Garcia?
Aye.
Chairman Schmadeke?
Aye, and that recommendation is adopted. Mr. Proctor?
Next, we move to David Lee Clark, a level one at Elgin Riverboat Resort, doing business as Grand Victoria Casino, as its IT manager. Based on the staff's review and investigation, we recommend that the board approve David Lee Clark as a level one occupational licensee in his position as IT manager at Elgin Riverboat Casino, Riverboat Resort, doing business as Grand Victoria Casino.
Thank you. I'll again ask for board member comment or questions.
I do have a clarification. This is Tony Garcia. Mr. Proctor,
please,
is that David Lee Clark as what's his position again?
He is the IT manager.
IT manager? Okay.
Any other questions or comments?
No questions.
Very good. Let's proceed to the vote.
Member Hayden?
Aye.
I'm sorry, you cut out. Member Hayden?
Aye.
Member Garcia?
Aye.
Chairman Schmadeke?
Aye. Recommendation is adopted. Level two and three license applications, Mr. Proulx, Mr. Frechter?
Mr. Chairman and members of the board, this month staff presented you with a list of 352 level two and level three occupational license applicants. Based on review and investigation, the staff recommends that the board approve the level two and level three occupational licenses of the 352 individual applicants whose names appear on the list provided to the board.
Thank you. Any questions or comments for Mr. Frechter? Hearing none, I call for the roll call, please.
Member Hayden?
Aye.
Member Garcia?
Aye.
Chairman Schmadeke?
Aye. And that recommendation is adopted.
Next,
go ahead.
Next, we move to license renewals and non-renewals. Additionally, staff recommends that the board consider renewing the level one, two, and three licenses of individuals who are licensed or renewed in February, March, April, May 2019, retroactive to the respective month in the year that those individuals were licensed or last renewed, and those individuals who are licensed or renewed in June 2019 and who have properly updated their applications, timely paid their annual fees, and complied with the requirements of the Illinois Gambling Act and the board's rules.
Do the board members have any comments or questions for the administrator? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote.
Member Hayden?
Aye.
Member Garcia?
Aye.
Chairman Schmadeke?
Aye, and that request is adopted. Sports wagering, item number nine on the agenda, master sports wagering licensee items. Mr. Frechter.
Mr. Chairman and members of the board, today we present for your consideration seven applicants seeking approval for a master sports wagering license. Each of these applicants currently holds an owner's license and a sports wagering temporary operating permit. Based on review and investigation, the staff recommends that the board approve the applications of the following owner's licensees for a master sports wagering license for a period of 4 years, expiring in June 2024. Alton Casino LLC, doing business as Argosy Casino Alton. Elgin Riverboat Resort, doing business as Grand Victoria Casino. HC Aurora LLC, doing business as Hollywood Casino Aurora. HC Joliet LLC, doing business as Hollywood Casino Joliet. Midwest Gaming and Entertainment LLC, doing business as Rivers Casino. Casino Queen Inc., doing business as Casino Queen. Paradise Corporation, doing business as Paradise Hotel Casino.
Thank you very much. Questions or comments to the administrator? Hearing none, we'll proceed to the vote.
Member Hayden?
Aye.
Member Garcia?
Aye.
Chairman Schmadeke?
Aye, and the recommendation is approved. Number 10 on the agenda, sports wagering occupational licensee items. Mr. Frechter?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. These are our level one license applications. Similar to our owner's licensees, each master sports wagering licensee requires employees who hold occupational licenses. Staff therefore next presents several applicants for occupational licenses related to specific newly licensed master sports wagering licensees. The first group consists of level one occupational applicants at the Argosy Casino Alton. Based on its review and investigation, staff recommends that the board approve the following individuals as level one occupational licensees for Alton Casino LLC, doing business as Argosy Casino Alton, as it relates to Sports Wagering Act. Sherry Bruno, in her capacity as Director of Finance. Martin Javier, in his capacity as IT Manager. Patrick Murray, in his capacity as Internal Audit Manager. Donald Retzlaff, in his capacity as Director of Casino Operations. Jeffrey Smith, in his capacity as Surveillance Manager. Jeffrey War, in his capacity as Security Manager. Steve Peet, in his capacity as Vice President and General Manager. And Jason Grover, in his capacity as IT Director.
Thank you. I'll solicit any questions or comments from the board. Hearing none, let's proceed to the vote.
Member Hayden?
Aye.
Member Garcia?
Aye.
Chairman Schmadeke?
Aye, and the recommendation is approved.
Our next group of occupational level one applicants are with Midwest Gaming and Entertainment LLC, doing business as Rivers Casino Displains. Based on its review and investigation, staff recommends that the board approve the following individuals as level one occupational licensees for Midwest Gaming and Entertainment LLC, doing business as Rivers Casino Displains, as it relates to the Sports Wagering Act. John Budnick in his capacity as Director of Surveillance, Gregory Carlin in his capacity as Chief Executive Officer, Travis Clark in his capacity as Director of Security, Michael Johnson in his capacity as Internal Auditor, Eric Jokisch in his capacity as Internal Audit Manager, Floyd Rosamond in his capacity as Director of Surveillance, Joshua San Salvador in his capacity as Assistant General Manager, Jillian Wilcox in her capacity as Vice President of Finance, and Corey Wise in his capacity as Senior Vice President and General Manager.
Thank you, Mr. Administrator. Any comments or questions for the Administrator? Hearing none, I ask the clerk to call the roll.
Member Hayden?
Aye.
Member Garcia?
Aye.
Chairman Schmadeke?
Aye, and that recommendation is adopted. Mr. Proctor?
Next, we move to level two occupational sports wagering approvals. This month, the staff presented you with a list of 221 occupational license applicants seeking to work in a sports wagering designated gaming area or perform duties in furtherance of or associated with the operation of sports wagering by a master sports wagering licensee. Staff recommends, based on its review and investigation, that the board approve the level two sports wagering occupational licenses of the 221 individual applicants whose name appear on the list provided to the board.
Thank you very much. Any questions or comments? Hearing none, proceed to the roll call, please.
Member Hayden?
Aye.
Member Garcia?
Aye.
Chairman Schmadeke?
Aye, and that recommendation is approved. Next item on the agenda, video gaming manufacturer, distributor, and supplier items. Mr. Proctor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the board. We begin this portion of our meeting with RDK Distribution LLC, a video gaming distributor license applicant. Based on the staff's review and investigation, we recommend that the board issue a video gaming distributor license to RDK Distribution LLC for a term of 1 year, expiring in June 2021, as the applicant has demonstrated its qualifications and suitability for licensure.
Thank you. I will entertain any questions or comments from the board. Hearing none, let's proceed. I'm sorry, was there a comment? Okay, hearing none, let's proceed to the vote.
Member Hayden?
Aye.
Member Garcia?
Aye.
Chairman Schmadeke?
Aye. Recommendations approved. Mr. Frochter?
Next, we move to Mobile Money, Inc. and its video gaming supplier license applicant. Mobile Money, Inc., a video gaming distributor license applicant. Based on the staff's review and investigation, we recommend that the board issue a video gaming distributor license to Mobile Money, Inc. for a term of 1 year, expiring in June 2021, as the applicant has demonstrated its qualifications and suitability for licensure.
Thank you. Any questions or comments? Let's proceed to the vote.
Member Hayden?
Aye.
Member Garcia?
Aye.
Chairman Schmadeke?
Aye, and that recommendation is approved. Next item, Mr. Fruchter.
It just occurred to me that I may have misread that last item. I misspoke and said that Mobile Money, Inc. was being granted a distributor license. That is a supplier license. So to the extent that caused any confusion, to be clear, the staff recommends that the board issue a video gaming supplier license to Mobile Money, Inc. To avoid any confusion, Mr. Chairman, I respectfully suggest that the board revote.
We'll adopt your suggestions. Will the clerk call the roll, please?
Member Hayden?
Aye.
Member Garcia?
Aye.
Chairman Schmadeke?
Aye. And that recommendation is approved as corrected.
Thank you. We'll ascribe that to foggy reading glasses. we will next move to license renewals, and these are retroactive to February. Mr. Chairman and members of the board, we direct your attention now to Patriot Gaming and Electronics, Inc., a video gaming supplier licensee. Based on its review and investigation, staff recommends that the board renew the video gaming supplier license of Patriot Gaming and Electronics, Inc., for a period of 1 year, retroactive to February 2020 and expiring in February 2021.
I have one question regarding the retroactivity. Is that because the board has not been able to meet during the pandemic?
Yes, and there was not a meeting in February, correct?
Very good.
Or March or April or May.
Very good. Any other questions or comments for the administrator? Hearing none, I'll ask the secretary to call the roll.
Member Hayden?
Aye.
Member Garcia?
Aye.
Chairman Schmadeke?
Aye, and the recommendation is adopted. Mr. Fruchter?
Now we direct your attention to license renewals for June, and we have three of them: Suzohap Gaming LLC, Kuro Group LLC, and NRT Technology Corp. Based on the staff's review and investigation, we recommend that the board renew the video gaming distributor license of Suzohap Gaming Solutions LLC and the video gaming supplier licenses of Kuro Group LLC and NRT Technology Corp. for a period of 1 year, expiring in June 2021.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments for Mr. Fruchter? Let's proceed to the vote. Please call the roll.
Member Hayden?
Aye.
Member Garcia?
Aye.
Chairman Schmadeke?
Aye, and that recommendation is approved. Next item, terminal operator licensee items. Mr. Fruchter.
Although we have no terminal operator license applications for the board to consider this month, we do have a number of license renewals. First up for your consideration is Royal Entertainment LLC. Based on its review and investigation, the staff recommends that the board renew Royal Entertainment LLC's terminal operator license for a period of 1 year, retroactive to January 2020 and expiring in January 2021.
Thank you. Questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, please call the roll.
Member Hayden?
Aye.
Member Garcia?
Aye.
Chairman Schmadeke?
Aye. Recommendations adopted. Mr. Fruchter?
We now move to license renewals for the month of February. For your consideration, the staff asked, based on its review and investigation, that the board renew the following terminal operator licenses for a period of 1 year, retroactive to February 2020 and expiring in February 2021. American Video Gaming LLC, Awesome Hand Services LLC, Latner Entertainment Group Illinois LLC, Renville Gaming LLC, Sky High Gaming LLC.
Thank you very much. Questions or comments for Mr. Fruchter? Please call the roll.
Member Hayden?
Aye.
Member Garcia?
Aye.
Chairman Schmadeke?
Aye. Recommendation approved. Mr. Proctor?
Next, we move to license renewals from March. Staff asked that the board approve, that the board renew the following terminal operator licenses for a period of 1 year, retroactive to March 2020 and expiring in March 2021. Excel Entertainment Gaming LLC, Ashik Gaming LLC, B&B Amusement of Illinois LLC, Compact Disc Amusements Limited, Dragonfly Gaming Inc., Eureka Entertainment LLC, Fair Share Gaming LLC, Laurel Gaming LLC, Leisure Time Gaming and Amusements Incorporated, Mississippi Gaming and Amusements LLC, and WAMI Gaming LLC.
Thank you. Any questions or comments for the administrator? Hearing none, please call the roll.
Member Hayden?
Aye.
Member Garcia?
Aye.
Chairman Schmadeke?
Aye. Recommendation approved. Administrator.
Thank you. Moving right along, we are now at renewals for the month of April. So based on the staff's review and investigation, we recommend that the board renew the following terminal operator licenses for a period of 1 year, retroactive to April 2020 and expiring in April 2021. The Route LLC, Gaming and Entertainment Management Illinois LLC, Great Lakes Vending Corporation, Illinois Operators Inc., Lucky Day LLC, Midwest Electronics Gaming LLC, Sinbad's Castle Arcade Limited, Tees Gaming LLC, Top Notch Entertainment LLC, and Velasquez Gaming LLC.
Thank you very much. Any questions or comments for the administrator? Board Secretary, please call the roll.
Member Hayden?
Aye.
Member Garcia?
Aye.
Chairman Schmadeke?
Aye, and that recommendation is approved. Mr. Administrator?
Thank you. Next up, we have May renewals. Based on its review and investigation, the staff recommends that the board renew the following terminal operator licenses for a period of 1 year, retroactive to May 2020 and expiring in May 2021. G3 Gaming LLC, Hyperactive Gaming LLC, Illinois Gaming Investors LLC, and Skybox Gaming Group LLC.
Thank you very much. Any questions or comments? Please call the roll.
Member Hayden?
Aye.
Member Garcia?
Aye.
Chairman Schmadeke?
Aye, and that recommendation is approved. Mr. Administrator.
Thank you. And finally, we've caught up to the present, and our last group for your consideration consists of terminal operator license renewals for the current month of June. Based on its review and investigation, staff recommends that the board renew the following terminal operator licenses for a period of 1 year, expiring in June 2021. AP Gaming LLC, Arctic Gaming Solutions LLC, Golden Route Operations Illinois LLC, and Lucky Street Gaming LLC.
Thank you, and it's good to catch up. Any questions or comments from the board? Please call the roll.
Member Hayden?
Aye.
Member Garcia?
Aye.
Chairman Schmadeke?
Aye, and that recommendation is approved. Next item on the agenda, technicians and terminal handlers. Mr. Frechter?
Thank you. First, we have initial licenses. Mr. Chairman and members of the board, this month the staff provided you a list of 85 applications for technician and terminal handler licenses. From that list, staff asked that the board approve one technician license and 84 terminal handler licenses based on the staff's review and investigation and subject to licensee's payment of the applicable licensing fee on or before July 31st, 2020.
Thank you. Any questions or comments to the administrator? Hearing none, I'll ask the secretary to call the roll.
Member Hayden?
Aye.
Member Garcia?
Aye.
Chairman Schmadeke?
Aye. Recommendations approved. Mr. Proctor?
Thank you. Additionally, the staff requests that the board renew the licenses of technicians and terminal handlers who were licensed or renewed in February, March, April, May 2019, retroactive to the respective month in the year that those individuals were licensed or last renewed, and those individuals who were licensed or renewed in June 2019 and who have properly updated their applications, timely paid their annual fees, and complied with the requirements of the Video Gaming Act and the board's rules.
Thank you. Do any board members have questions or comments? Hearing none, I'll ask the secretary to call the roll.
Member Hayden?
Aye.
Member Garcia?
Aye.
Chairman Schmadeke?
Aye, and that recommendation is adopted. Video gaming establishment applications, Mr. Administrator.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman and members of the board, staff provided you this month with a list with a number of establishment applications for your consideration. We ask that the board, based on the staff's review and investigation, approve 168 video gaming establishment license applications for a period of 1 year, expiring in June 2021, subject to licensee's payment of the applicable licensing fee on or before July 31st, 2020.
Thank you. Any questions or comments? Please call the roll.
Member Hayden?
Aye.
Member Garcia?
Aye.
Chairman Schmadeke?
Aye. Recommendation approved. Mr. Administrator?
Next, we move to license renewals and non-renewals. Staff also asked that the board consider renewing the establishment licenses that were licensed or renewed in February, March, April, May 2019, retroactive to the respective month in the year that those individuals were licensed or last renewed, that those establishments were last licensed or renewed, and those who were licensed or renewed in June 2019 and who have properly updated their applications, timely paid their annual fees, and complied with the requirements of the Video Gaming Act and the board's rules.
Thank you. Are there any questions or comments? I'll ask the secretary to call the roll.
Member Hayden?
Aye.
Member Garcia?
Aye.
Chairman Schmadeke?
Aye. Recommendation approved. Next item, request for hearing and reapply.
Thank you. This month, staff reviewed three requests for a hearing. The first request comes from Lakeview Gaming, LLC. On January 30th, 2020, the board voted to deny this applicant a terminal operator license due to its failure to disclose political contributions in its 5.1 disclosure and for having financial relationships to which the board objected. In its request for hearing, applicant states that the 5.1 disclosure requirements were misinterpreted and disputes that its financial relationships are objectionable. Staff asked the board to grant the request for hearing made by Lakeview Gaming, LLC.
Thank you. Are there questions or comments about this? Hearing none, please call the roll.
Member Hayden?
Aye.
Member Garcia?
Aye.
Chairman Schmadeke?
Aye. And that request is granted.
Next, we have Sophie's Whiskey and Wine, LLC, doing business at Sophie's Whiskey and Wine. On January 30th, 2020, the board denied this application after its finding that the 100% owner has a conviction for a crime of dishonesty within 10 years of the date of the application. In its request for hearing, applicant stated that its owner sought and obtained a court order vacating the conviction. Applicant has provided copies of the court's order to the board. Applicant's assertion that the original basis for the denial no longer exists states a prima facie case. Based on its review, staff recommends that the board rescind its January 2020 denial of Sophie's Whiskey and Wine, LLC, doing business at Sophie's Whiskey and Wine, and granting it an establishment license and denying the request for hearing as moot.
And just to clarify, Mr. Frechter, there's three parts to this request. Rescind a prior action, grant a license, and then deny the request for a hearing.
Deny the request for a hearing as moot. Correct. Three actions.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments for Mr. Frechter? Hearing none, I'll ask the secretary to call the roll.
Member Hayden?
Aye.
Member Garcia?
Aye.
Chairman Schmadeke?
Aye, and the recommendation as presented by Mr. Frechter is adopted.
Thank you. Our last request for hearing is from Tinley Beef, LLC, doing business as Pop's Italian Beef. On January 30, 2020, the board denied an establishment license to this applicant pursuant to Rule 815. Rule 815 in relevant part prohibits the board from granting an application to become a licensed video gaming location within a mall if the board determines that granting the application would more likely than not cause the video gaming terminals in two or more licensed video gaming locations to operate as a single video gaming operation. In the notice of denial, the board found that applicant is in a four-unit strip mall that currently houses two other licensed establishments. Because Rule 815 creates a presumption that licensed locations that account for more than 50% of the units in a mall containing at least four units operate as a single video gaming location, the board denied Pop's Italian Beef's application. In its request for rehearing, the applicant argues Rule 815 does not bar its licensure because only one of the licensees in that mall is currently eligible to operate VGTs under local ordinances and regulations. Because one of the two current licensees presently cannot operate video gaming terminals, applicant asserts its licensure would not create the possibility that the establishments within the strip mall are operated as a single video gaming operation. Based on its review, staff asked that the board grant the request for hearing made by Tinley Beef LLC doing business as Pop's Italian Beef.
Thank you. Are there any questions or comments to the administrator? Hearing none, will the secretary call the roll?
Member Hayden?
Aye.
Member Garcia?
Aye.
Chairman Schmadeke?
Aye, and that request for a hearing is granted. Mr. Proctor?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and member of the board. We now move to request to reapply. This month, staff reviewed five requests for leave to reapply. The first request comes from ABE Inc., doing business as The Station. This location surrendered its license on November 12, 2019, after its 100% owner passed away. The deceased widow is now the 100% shareholder and seeks to reapply. Staff asked that the board grant ABE Inc., doing business as The Station, leave to reapply.
Thank you. Questions or comments for the administrator? Please call the roll.
Member Hayden?
Aye.
Member Garcia?
Aye.
Chairman Schmadeke?
Aye, and that request is granted.
Our second request to reapply is from Live Star Banquet Hall, Inc., doing business as Live Star Banquet Hall, Inc. This entity surrendered its license on November 21, 2019. Since then, a new owner has acquired 100% ownership of the corporation. The new owner is requesting leave to reapply. Based on its review and investigation, staff recommends that the board grant Live Star Banquet Hall, Inc., doing business as Live Star Banquet Hall, Inc., leave to reapply.
Thank you. Are there questions or comments? Please call the roll.
Member Hayden?
Aye.
Member Garcia?
Aye.
Chairman Schmadeke?
Aye, and that request is granted. Mr. Proctor?
Moving along, we have a request from Bridgeview Memorial AmVets Post, number 192. This Bridgeview Memorial AmVets Post 192 was originally licensed in December 2012. The Post surrendered its license on August 26, 2019, after learning that the village planned to demolish the building that the Post leased. At the time, the Post believed it would be forced to move, which would have required a new application. The Post has since learned that the village is replacing the building on behalf of the Post, and its address will remain the same. Accordingly, and based on its review and investigation, the staff recommends that the board grant Bridgeview Memorial AmVets Post number 192 leave to reapply.
Are there questions or comments regarding this item? Hearing none, please call the roll.
Member Hayden?
Aye.
Member Garcia?
Aye.
Chairman Schmadeke?
Aye, and that request is granted. Mr. Administrator?
Our next request to reapply is from Grinner's Place LLC, doing business as Grinner's Place. On November 7th, 2019, the board denied this entity a license because of criminal history of its 100% owner. Subsequently, a new individual has purchased this entity, and that individual is seeking leave to reapply within 1 year of the denial. Staff asks that the board, based on its review and investigation, grant Grinner's Place LLC doing business as Grinner's Place leave to reapply.
Thank you. Any questions or comments for Mr. Fruchter? Clerk, please call the roll.
Member Hayden?
Aye.
Member Garcia?
Aye.
Chairman Schmadeke?
Aye, and that request is granted. Mr. Fruchter?
Thank you. Our penultimate request to reapply is from A&S Enterprises of Illinois, LLC, doing business as Pundrake. On April 28, 2020, this former truck stop establishment licensee surrendered its license because it could not continue to meet the minimum diesel fuel sales requirement. The establishment subsequently obtained local and state liquor license that allow for an on-premises consumption and now intends to seek licensure as a retail establishment. Based on its review and investigation, staff recommends that the board grant A&S Enterprises of Illinois, LLC, doing business as Pundrake, leave to reapply.
Thank you. Are there questions or comments? Please call the roll.
Member Hayden?
Aye.
Member Garcia?
Aye.
Chairman Schmadeke?
Aye, and that request is granted. Mr. Administrator.
Our final request to reapply is from Breeze Gaming, Inc., doing business as Breeze Gaming. This location withdrew its application on February 3rd, 2020 because its gaming room was still under construction, which prevented IGB agents from conducting the required site inspection. The establishment is now ready to move forward with its application. Accordingly, staff recommends that the board grant Breeze Gaming, Inc., doing business as Breeze Gaming, leave to reapply.
Are there any questions or comments? Please call the roll.
Member Hayden?
Aye.
Member Garcia?
Aye.
Chairman Schmadeke?
Aye. And that request is granted.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the board. That concludes the items on the agenda. Before adjourn, I just want to say that the next scheduled board meeting is currently scheduled for July 30th, public health conditions permitting. And once again, I just want to thank all of the IGB staff, particularly those who assisted with IT and making possible that we could hold this meeting today, and to thank everyone who called in or listened via the live stream on the internet. So thank you, everybody, please stay safe.
I share that gratitude and I thank you everybody, and I think the meeting went relatively smoothly considering this is our first time doing such a thing, and I appreciate that. Any other business to come before the board? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Member Hayden?
Aye.
Member Garcia?
Aye.
Chairman Schmadeke?
Aye. We stand adjourned. Thank you, everybody.